Can I say that again?
Love Hope Radio.
Have you ever felt like just giving up? Well, if you have, this is not the season to do that. The Lord, He sees us, and He knows that we're tired, and He knows that we need a refresher. He's on His way, and we know that God's got our back. If you don't know, let me enlighten you.
Heaven,
Thank you. some of you don't even know how to embrace the love of a father. You don't know how, because maybe you never had a father. I mean, we already know from a biological perspective you had one, but maybe you didn't know one. Maybe there wasn't one in place to be your example. But let me tell you something. God says if you follow the footsteps of the Father, He'll lead you and guide you in ways that you've never gone before. And the word of the Lord, He tells us that it's one of my favorite scriptures when He says, I'll never leave you and I will never forsake you. He says, I'll be your guide. As a matter of fact, He'll be your Father. And I know because He's not in the natural, it's hard for you to embrace God as your Father. Or maybe you had such a crappy Father that you don't know how to embrace God as a good, good Father. But let me tell you something. When we start worshiping and God starts calling on you, that means that He's saying, I want to be your Father. I want to fill in the gaps where everything is missing. Not just something that we're just trying to do to fill in space, but God is saying, if you'll just give me room. And I know it's true. I know it's true. Hallelujah, Lord God. Because God took a sermon this morning, pushed it back, and He said, you know what, I want you to talk to mommy today. I've never, ever done a Father's Day sermon, but I got one for you because the Father's heart is turned towards you. He's in love with His men. Can I say it again? He's in love with His men. Hallelujah. Regardless of what these new interpretations, amen, of Bible is being released, and it says that God has no gender, I got a newsflash for you. Hallelujah. He's a he gender. Hallelujah, Lord God. He has to be. Because the seed for life comes from the male. And the mere fact that we are here is we had to have a father. Are you listening to me? The seed that we can carry it and take care of it, amen, in the womb, glory to God. We have seed to be fertilized by the male, glory to God. But the giver of life, it comes from the man. So hallelujah. So when they tell you that he's not, and he's a woman, that's a lie, because a female needs a male in order to have a child. Are you listening to me? And so this morning, God has His eye on you. Somebody say, thank you, Lord. Somebody saying, hallelujah, Lord God. He's saying, draw near, you draw near. When He says, listen, you listen. Hallelujah, Lord God. Because God wants to speak to you. Today, if you've never been, hallelujah, what you call a bona fide son. Amen. Hallelujah, Lord God. Today, God is calling you. Is that all right? Somebody, hallelujah, to all, just need to go ahead and thank God. Hallelujah. I'm not an orphan. I'm not a bastard. Hallelujah. My Father is Jehovah God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Come on, give the Lord a praise offering. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Lord God.
Speak to me, son. Speak to me, son. Speak to me, speak to me. I am here now. Reach for me, son. Reach for me, son. Reach for me, reach for me. I am here.
Amantra, you go ahead and worship him first. You go ahead and worship him first. You go ahead and thank him first. Go ahead and glorify him first. Yeah. Hallelujah. Good, good Father, it's who you are.
Climb over. Do Gonna matter to you.
Quick question. What is your kryptonite? You know, kryptonite, like from the Superman movie. Little pieces of krypton that will fall to the earth, and then Superman will come in contact with it. Kryptonite. Okay. Small pieces of your past falling into your future, robbing you of your destiny. Kryptonite? What is yours? Is it a person down the street you know so conveniently always is willing to remind you of who you used to be before you were redeemed? Or is it the memory of a place where you were broken when you were young? A bad marriage? Bad circumstances? I mean, I don't know. Today, I want you to identify what is your kryptonite. Once you grab hold of it, you reduce it to nothingness. Because the season of living a defeated life is over. It's time for us to live unstoppable lives.
To order Unstoppable You by Regina Johnson, go to Lulu.com, Google Books, and Amazon.
Living on me. Pastor.
The word of God is true.
Pastor Regina Johnson. Who is Regina Johnson? A wife.
My heart and soul.
A mother.
Strong.
Patient.
Inspiring.
Undaunted.
Royal princess.
A pastor.
It's time for me to make up my mind that no matter what's going on, Jesus has to be first.
An author and radio host.
Good afternoon. I'd like to welcome you to Refresh.
Don't miss Refresh with Pastor Regina Johnson every Sunday, 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central.
Amen. 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 Well, how many have been blessed so far? Amen. Well, we want to thank, we have any first-time visitors, we want to thank you for being with us on today on behalf of our pastor and family. Amen. We're counting on and a privilege, amen, that God saw fit that you would be with us, be here with us on today. We do not take it lightly, amen, because God could have sent you anywhere else, but he sent you here with us. And again, we pray that you have been blessed thus far. If you do not have a church home, I can vouch that this is the place to be. Amen. Amen. You will grow. You will grow and grow and grow. Amen. Amen. She's coming. Amen. Okay. Well, if you, any announcements, can somebody hold up a bulletin for me? I'm not going to make them, but anybody have a bulletin? All right. Well, it's that beautiful paper right there. Amen. On Monday nights, we have prayer at 7 o'clock. On Tuesday nights, we have Full Throttle, which is our young adults ministry. On Wednesday night, we have Bible study. Oh, I'm sorry, on Tuesday night, also, if you're in the Bryan College Station area, or if you know anyone that lives in that area, we have a second campus, which is there. Amen. We do Bible study on Tuesdays there also. And, of course, on Sundays at 11 o'clock, we have our morning service. Amen. Amen. Well, if I can get you to go ahead and stand on your feet in the presence of God, somebody say, why am I standing? Because here at the Father's house, we believe in giving honor. Well, honor is due. So we're just standing to acknowledge the woman of God as she comes before us on today. Amen. Pastor Johnson.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Somebody shout praise the Lord. Raise your Bibles in the air and repeat after me. Repeat, this is my Bible, the living, breathing Word of God, which is the will of God for my life. Today, I boldly confess that after having heard the Word, I will be what He says I can be. I will do what He says I can do. I will have what He says I can have. And I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I will never be the same. In Jesus' name. Amen. 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 You may be seated. You may be seated. Hallelujah, Lord God. You stay right there for me. Yeah. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. This morning, as always, you know what, Joe? I just honor you this morning. You're not a perfect man, but you're a great man, a good man. I thank the Lord for you, really. For being my husband and being my friend. And being the father of our children. And so before I get started, to all of you that are fathers here in the earth and those that are fathers that have babies in heaven, happy Father's Day. And we acknowledge all of our fathers that have gone on before us for being good, good fathers. I can't move on every without acknowledging my father, Ernie West, who was truly a great father. He wasn't perfect. You have to understand that when we say good, we're not talking about the same good as God, but we're talking about just really the right ingredients of great stories and laughter and love. That was my dad. And so I thank the Lord for him. I did. I thank the Lord for him. I thank the Lord for you. This morning, as I was preparing, we are actually in the midst of a study that the Lord has given me for the next few weeks. Thank you. For the next few weeks, that is about recompense. As I was preparing to leave, the Lord switched it up, amen, and gave me
Genesis. And it's a son's sermon. Is that all right? It's a son's sermon. And the guy is just trying to top that off today because then he started pulling on the men in the house. Amen? Let me stop right quick. For those of you that dress really comfortable to be outside, sorry. That's all I can say. Just sorry. They said it was going to be too hot. You know, some of the people now, me, they've aged. And so now it's too hot to be up inside. So they said we had a heat warning, a heat whatever, heat advisory. And so we have to be on the inside. I, on the other hand, was all for being outside. So, you know, I was ready with blue jeans and flip-flops. Amen? So they said that I had to flip it back around and try to find something else to put on. So don't feel uncomfortable, out of place. If you're dressed comfortably, if you have on shorts or walking shorts or whatever, you are fine. And even if it wasn't and you came, you'd still be fine. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Yes. To the deacon in the back.
Amen.
I didn't know that was one of our deacons. I want you to turn with me to Genesis. Thank you. I want you to turn with me to Genesis, the 27th chapter. A very familiar passage the Lord gave me on today. It is about Jacob and Esau. But it's not really about the boys. It's about the dad. Is that all right?
Mm-hmm.
And the father is the one that this story really is about. A lot of time our focus has been on the son's conduct, the way the son, you know, acts, the name of Jacob, which was deceiver. You know, our focus has always been on him, Esau, for not really being faithful over his birthright. Do you understand? And for those of you that don't know the story, it's a very interesting story. And so you should go back and read it. It's really good. But I want to talk about the thing that the father gives is valuable. Because we are in a generation of people where the father's role has been reduced to almost nothing, we do not realize how important the father's role is. You have a lot of single homes where there is just a mother. And so what is depicted is that the father's role is unimportant. And that is a lie. The father's role is very important. Now, I don't know if how your situation was if you have sons or children and your husband is not active or the father of the son is not around. It doesn't matter. He was and is important to the seed. Do you understand? The reason why he is important to the seed is because the father is the carrier of the blessing. He's the carrier of the blessing. Now, when I say that, I can look in your face, and some of you have this very bewilderment, like, well, I don't have a dad, and my father's never been around, so are you saying that if he's not around, Pastor, that I not get the blessing? Ah, Jesus. I need for you to understand that today, hallelujah, Jehovah God is your father, and he's got a blessing for you today.
Amen.
Hallelujah, Lord God. He's got a blessing. He will use a natural man to lay hands upon you. He will use a natural man to speak the blessing over your life, but God is the giver of the blessing. Hallelujah, Jesus. The blessings come from God. The blessings come from God. When I said that a few minutes ago, I meant that about the women. If you're a strong female, and I would say I'm a strong female. I'm definitely a stubborn female. I'll put it like that. Amen. Yeah? Why y'all looking at Joe? Look over here. Looking at Joe. Don't look at Joe. And so we're really. That's exactly right. She said, "Oh yes, she's." He's like, look over here, don't listen to her. But when you say that, it's because a lot of times the female, she sets the temp in the house. She sets the temp about how the children see the father. She sets the temp of how everything is going to be. And so when I was sitting up there, because I'm telling you, God has never really convicted me about that, but he definitely did today, was that, you know what, mama ain't happy, ain't nobody gonna be happy. Hello, somebody.
Yeah.
Don't go quiet on me now, female. Help me preach it. If mama ain't happy, ain't nobody happy. And God is saying, you're not the carrier of the blessing. And so how it really should be is if daddy ain't happy, ain't nobody happy.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Look at him, look at him. I feel the chest go up on that. If daddy ain't happy, if daddy ain't happy, ain't nobody happy. Now, I know, again, we can go back in that thing. You say, well, his father's never been around, and he's not important. He's not, but there have been situations where we have alienated the father from our son. Because he wasn't good to us. I feel like preaching. But I feel my females like, we might have to have a meeting after. So I ain't going to run too hard on this thing. But I'm just saying that, you know, he wasn't good to us. So therefore, he's not good to our children. He wasn't a good husband. He wasn't a good boyfriend. He wasn't a good man. So if you wasn't good to me, you ain't going to get the opportunity to be good to mine. And the problem is that I'm not the carrier of the blessing. He is the carrier of the blessing. You say, that's something I don't even know Jesus. That's all right. And that's all right. You know Jesus good enough to pray for him so that he can release a blessing over your son. He ain't even, that's why they ain't even thought about the children. That's all right. You don't have to think about it. Your job is to pray for him so he can release a blessing over the city. Lord has shown me, you know, I have some really great ideas on how things can work out. They all just listen to me. If they would just follow my instructions, it would all work out just fine. But unfortunately, the job, hallelujah, of ordering how the house flows really isn't mine. And when the female is left to it, everything gets out of order. When the Lord told me, he said, I'm calling you to preach the gospel. You've heard me say it before. He says, I'm calling you to preach the gospel. He said you would do it through your husband. And so when he said that, I thought that Joe would preach. And so I'm over here like, come on, Kat, you need to do something because I feel something rising up on the inside of me. And you need to, you need to come on with it. And so he never did. And you heard that part of it. And so finally, I just said, okay, what's up, God? And God said, the very thing that I called you to do, you'll do it through him. And so what he meant was that Joe would make a way for me. He would make a way for me. There were places he could stand in that I couldn't stand in and represent our house like I could not represent it. Let me tell you something. We have cut the male's name off of the children. I'm not trying to throw no stones or throw any rocks, but it's imperative that at least they know his last name. There are things beyond him that may lie in the name of the grandfather or the great-great-grandfather that holds a blessing for your seed. For your seed. See, I get this, and that's the reason why we are here in Genesis, because, you know, with Esau and Jacob, the mother saw the one that the blessing was going to lie on, and she wanted it there so bad that she deceived her husband so that he could pronounce a blessing over the one that she knew that would carry the blessing. But regardless of what she knew, she did it out of order. She did it out of order. She did it out of order. Can you say that? She did it out of order. And so sometimes we think we have the right for the betterment of the family, for the house, amen, to do it. Hallelujah, Lord God. Just, you know, I'm just going to kind of help things in the place, but it is not our job. The more we try to help, the more messed up it gets. And so now their attitude is like your attitude. And how they treat him is how you treat him. How you respect him is how they respect him. If they have, you have no relationship with him, then they have no relationship with him. And I've seen it. I've seen it. I remember we were in California. The girls were like on my leg one day in the house, and me and Joe, we got into this little argument, and he said something, and I called my mama. How many of y'all done that? Amen. I got any ladies in here? Amen. You call your mama in a flash. What did you say? I'm calling my mama. Okay, anyway, you don't get this with me.
Important,
because
what I'm saying
right now, I'm I'm trying to pull them on your side, Joel, up in here, right? I got words for you. No, not all of it, just part of it. So anyway, that's right now. My God, can somebody check the hair, please? It's not him, I'm telling you. It is hot, isn't it hot?
It's hot.
And the air is working. It's warm. Okay, it's warm in here. Is the air up? He checked it? Okay, well, can I get a fan at my back? Oh, man, they're not in here. So anyway, the girls, these are just the girls now. When you're talking about the boys, the girls right here on my leg. So I'm upset. So I said, I'm going home. Now, home is where your house is with your husband and your children. Amen. But I'm going to my mama's house. I'm going back. And so Joe says, he looks at the little girls, and she said, y'all going to stay with daddy? Raleigh goes, no. And Jordan goes, we're going with our mother. Now, because my mother is a good mother, and she was married much longer than I've been married, she told me, she said, I don't know what's going on, but y'all need to stop acting like that in front of those children. Amen. Because really what she was saying was that whatever we do, that's how they perceive the household. That's how they take the relationship. And so when they grow up and they're disrespectful to the father, disrespectful to the mother, don't look all shocked and startled, because the seed was sown when they were younger. You taught them how to respect or disrespect, but you're not understanding. He wasn't worth honoring. Let me tell you something. The lowest form of a father in the eyes of a son is still like a king. And when you strip him from his father, you have stripped him from his place. So whether you want him to know who his daddy is or not, you got to let him know, because he needs him to become the man. He needs him to become the man. Are you listening to me?
Amen.
Many of us, we did you great injustices by trying to raise you alone when you needed your father. You needed the voice of the father. Are you listening to me? Now, I'm not talking about those that, father, you have fathers, amen, that have rejected and walked completely away. They don't even want to know that they have had children. But let me tell you something. I serve a God who is awesome, that he always has a ram in the bush. Are you listening to me? There's always a man that is willing to put his name, the most valuable thing that he owns, and give it to your sons. And so you can't say that there was no one in place to walk it out with them, because they're will be. Now, how I can say that definitively is because I know if God will do it for the girls, he will certainly do it for the boys. Where there weren't mothers in place. You know, my mother didn't want to be a mother, not my mama, but somebody's mama. Didn't want to be a mother. God will bring a female who has no children, an aunt, an uncle, a school teacher. Amen. Are you listening to me? Somebody that will step in with the wisdom of a mother to speak a release, a blessing, to add to fill in the gaps. So I know that if he will do it for her, he will do it for him. Won't he do it?
Amen.
Won't he do it? It is our job to raise our men to be strong without breaking and destroying, but we have not learned how to do that yet. And I must say that I am one of the ones that is in line trying to figure it out. How do I raise my sons uncontaminated in my emotions, feelings? I'm speaking from a female perspective. Is that all right?
Amen.
Today I got a witness in the house. About a time, amen, they get ready to be free to go somewhere else. They are such mothers. Boys, amen, that they have not fully adapted to everything that their fathers have. I'm not just in my house, I'm in yours too. And so what Sarah did was she tried to bypass. She knew what was good for him, from. She knew what the Lord had already spoken. See, that was a prophetic word that it fell over Jacob's life, saying that he would rule over the oldest brother. You're not hearing me. So the mom got in it and tried to shift things around. And when you try to get in it and shift things around, you'll rob your son of the process, of the struggle, of becoming the man that he was intended to be. And the only person that can do it for us is his father. It's his father. We can't do it as mothers. The wives can't do it as wives. Only the father carries the blessing. The blessing. When you read in the Bible and you start talking about the father being the one, the giver of the blessing, you will see how intense it really is in Isaiah 27 and 28. We're going to pick up, we're going to read a little bit in there, but just for time's sake, we probably won't read all this. Sharitha, would you help me out? You have a mic.
When Isaac was old and his eyes were so weak that he could no longer see, he called for Esau, his older son, and said to him, "My son." "Here I am," he answered. Isaac said, "I am now an old man and don't know the day of my death."
Men in the room, say, "I'm ready for my blessing."
I'm ready for my blessing.
Say it again. Say, "I'm ready for my blessing."
I'm ready for my blessing.
Because your father may not be alive, but he may not be around, and he may not know how to release the blessing. But I want to tell you, men of God, God already started working. By the time we got in here this morning, he is going to release the blessing today. Get ready to receive it. Amen?
Yeah.
Woo! Glory to God. But can I sidebar? Somebody say sidebar. There's an expectation that comes from the Father, from you.
Yes.
He doesn't just have to get to be daddy and you don't do nothing. Are you listening to me? The son has a role to play. Because let me tell you something, even if the father's not a good father, the role of the son is to carry the name of the father for generations to come. And so if he didn't do a good job, guess who gets the assignment to do it? You. Go ahead, please.
"Now then, get your equipment, your quiver and your bow, and go out to the open country to hunt some wild game for me. Prepare me the kind of tasty food I like and bring it to me to eat so that I may give you my blessing before I die."
Stop. Come on. Now, when he says, "I'm going to give you the blessing," that is worth everything. That's worth everything. See, they understood that whatever was blessed was blessed. And whatever was cursed in the sight of God was cursed. And he is saying to his son, "I'm going to give you the blessing." I remember my husband saying that the most valuable thing that my children own that is mine, more than anything that I will be able to leave for them monetarily when I leave this earth, is my name. I give to them what was valuable to me, which was my father's name, and I pass it on. That may let you know that the giver of the blessing, and the blessing is in the name, it comes from the father. Keep going.
"Now Rebecca was listening as Isaac spoke to his son Esau."
Tell the lady, say, "Get out of it, women."
Yeah.
Okay, I heard men talking loud right there. Women co-sign for it. Say, "Get out of it, women." Yeah. Keep going.
"When Esau left for the open country to hunt game and bring it back,"
keep going,
"Rebecca said to her son Jacob,"
uh-huh,
"look, I overheard your father say to your brother
there
Esau."
There you go, right there, right there. There she is, right there in the middle of it. Say, "Get back, girl.
Bring me some game and prepare me some tasty food to eat so that I may give you my blessing in the presence of the Lord before I die."
She's getting ready to help him to deceive his father, to rob something that God already intended to give. Do you understand? When we get in flesh and we're dealing with our kids, you will help them to rob what, to steal what was already coming to them in the first place. But you got to wait on God. Somebody say, wait on God.
Wait on God.
There are some men that are disjointed and in opposition in their families because family members got in and moved them around. Amen?
Amen.
Let me tell you something. There's a spirit that wants the sons to be separated from the fathers. Are you listening to me?
Yes.
And that is not the will of the Lord.
Yes.
But I got a newsflash for you, son. You have a role to play. Keep going.
Now, my son, listen carefully and do what I tell you.
Uh-huh.
Go out to the flock and bring me two choice young goats so I can prepare some tasty food for your father.
Keep going.
Just the way he likes it.
Keep going.
Then take it to your father to eat so that he may give you his blessing before he dies.
Keep going.
Jacob said to Rebekah, his mother, but my brother Esau is a hairy man while I have smooth skin.
That seemed like he should have said, maybe we shouldn't do this. He said, but how could that happen? How can this work? How can it work? How can it work? How can it work? But can I tell you, to the older sons of the family, you have to take your place. You have to stand up and be who God has called you to be. You're not just firstborn. You're the next one. Like, if your father was king, you will be the next one that is heir to the throne. Are you listening to me?
Yes.
As a matter of fact, you are heir to the throne, so your voice should be the loudest. And if your voice is not the loudest, something is wrong. Maybe you're not confident of your place. No one can give you that confidence, though, but your father. And your daddy's in the house. Glory to God. Keep going.
What if my father touches me? I would appear to be tricking him and would bring down a curse on myself rather than a blessing.
Stop. Did you hear that?
Mm-hmm.
He said, instead of a blessing, I could get a curse. But he still didn't say, let's don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
Keep going.
His mother said to him,
uh-huh.
My son,
uh-huh.
Let the curse fall on me. Just do what I say. Go and get them for me.
Keep going. We were even talking about that. Keep going.
So he went and got them and brought them to his mother, and she prepared some tasty food. Just
wow.
The way his father liked it.
Did you hear that? So he goes and he helps him to deceive. Because he knows how important this is. But God is desiring already. It is already set in place for him to be blessed. Let me tell you something. You're so busy looking at the other children. Can I go there? Can I talk to y'all? Like we in the father's house.
Yeah.
We're so focused on the other children that's in the house where he is. And we're still trying to help our children get first place. Let me tell you something. The moment that the seed was planted, God had a plan for your seed. You don't have to teach your child how to compete with those that are only in her house. Come on. There is a blessing that is stored up for your seed. Amen? I know this might be a big flash for y'all this morning. I can see. Just hold on to your wig. It's going to be all right. Keep going.
Then Rebekah took the best clothes of Esau, her older son,
keep going.
Which she had in the house,
keep going.
And put them on her younger son, Jacob.
Mm-hmm. My goodness. Keep going.
She also covered his hands and the smooth part of his neck with goat skin.
I can hear somebody that says, this was fun of me, and I feel like we're getting whooped this winter. No, we're not. God's going to bring a blessing into our house.
Amen.
God's going to pour some things out, amen? We're getting ready to get our way and let it be between the son and the father. Is that all right? Glory to God. We're getting ready to pray so it can be between the sons and the father. We're getting ready to fast so it can be about the son and the father, amen? We've been navigating this thing too long. It's about the son and the father. Yeah. Glory to God. Keep going.
Then she handed to her son Jacob the tasty food and the bread she had made.
Keep going.
He went to his father and said, my father.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, my son, he answered. Who is it? Jacob said to his father, I am Esau, your firstborn.
Keep going.
I have done as you told me.
Keep going.
Please sit up and eat some of my game so that you may give me your blessing.
Keep going.
Isaac asked his son,
keep going.
How did you find it so quickly, my son?
Keep going.
The Lord your God gave me success, he replied.
Oh my goodness. So his mother is a liar and the son is a liar. The mother is a deceiver and the son is a deceiver. Are you listening to me? Are you listening? Did you see that? She raised him to be deceptive. Are you listening? When I tell you that the female can set the temp in the house, she can set the temp in the house. She can set it with her daughter. She can set it with her son. And mothers, we have to be mothers to our daughters, too.
Yes.
Are you listening to me? Let him raise the boys. And you raise the girls to be women of God, women of virtue,
yes.
Women that love God, that know how to operate their homes. Are you listening? So then I do like me and be praying for men that can cook. Because I can. Amen?
Amen.
Glory to God. Keep going.
Then Isaac said to Jacob, come near so I can touch you, my son.
Keep going.
To know whether you are really my son Esau or not.
Keep going.
Jacob went close to his father Isaac.
Keep going.
Who touched him and said, the voice is the voice of Jacob.
Amen.
But the hands are the hands of Esau.
Keep going.
He did not recognize him, for his hands were hairy like those of his brother Esau.
Keep going.
So he proceeded to bless him.
Wow.
Are you really my son Esau? He asked.
God, are you really my son Esau? Because what I'm getting ready to do, the blessing that I'm getting ready to speak over his life, I can't revoke it. I cannot revoke this. What I'm about to give to you, when I give you my name, that's really what he's doing. He's saying, who I am, I'm getting ready to put it over on you. I'm not going to be able to revoke it. Sons, when your father, he is giving you his name. You're birthed into it, but he has laid his name over you like a garment. It is not a light thing. It is a serious thing. Fathers, it's a serious thing. It's a serious thing. The blessing of the Lord that you place on your sons, it is a serious thing. Sons, when you receive the blessing, hallelujah, he may not do it like how you want him to do it. He may not be on your side all the time. He may not co-sign everything that you do, but he is the giver of the blessing. See, let me tell you something. This generation, it is like the parents are to cater to the sons and the daughters, but it's not like that. The blessing comes from the father. The sons knew their because the giver of the blessing. Keep going.
I am, he replied. Then he said, my son, bring me some of your game to eat so that I may give you my blessing. Jacob brought it to him and he ate, and he brought some wine and he drank. Then his father Isaac said to him, come here, my son, and kiss me. So he went to him and kissed him.
Wow.
When Isaac caught the smell of his clothes, he blessed him and said,
keep going.
All the smell of my son is like the smell of a field that the Lord has blessed.
You got to remember, he has now rubbed himself, when he got to make himself smell like, and his mom helped him to do that. Helped him to do that. Keep going.
May God give you heaven's dew and earth's richness and abundance of grain and new wine.
All right.
May nations serve you and peoples bow down to you.
Keep going.
Be Lord over your brothers, and may the sons of your mother bow down to you.
Keep going.
May those who curse you be cursed, and those who bless you be blessed.
Keep going.
After Isaac finished blessing him and Jacob had scarcely left his father's presence,
keep going.
His brother Esau came in from hunting.
Keep going.
He too prepared some tasty food and brought it to his father.
Keep going.
Then he said to him, my father, please sit up and eat some of my game so that you may give me your blessing.
Keep going.
His father Isaac asked him, who are you? I am your son, he answered, your firstborn Esau.
Keep going.
Isaac trembled violently and said,
stop. It's gone. What belonged to him is gone. Because he was robbed of his place. It says that when he began, he says, who are you? Because Esau's already come through. He says, I'm the one you sent out to bring back into. You wanted me to bring the game in. Remember, you sent me out. He said, well, who was that other guy? So I don't know who that other guy was, but I'm the one that you're supposed to bless. Because he knew how important the blessing to the son. It's important that the father brings the blessing into the house, but it's important when you see it pass from son, from father to the son. Because the son is the carrier of the seed for the generation to come. Go ahead.
Who was it then that hunted game and brought it to me?
Keep going.
I ate it just before you came, and I blessed him. And indeed, he will be blessed.
Keep going.
When Esau heard his father's words, he burst out with a loud and bitter cry and said to his father,
listen to this. Listen to this. This is how important the blessing of the father is.
Bless me. Me too, my father.
Did you hear him? It says he let out a loud cry.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a light thing. That's why when you're inheritance, and then we just kind of just mistreat it. It's because we don't understand the value of what they left us. You can get that blessing. You can get houses and land from other people, but you can't get that one. And you see generation after generation, when they get it, just mistreat it, throw it away, get rid of it, don't want it. They don't know the value of it. This weekend, we got a phone call about some property my grandmother owned, one of my grandmothers. They were saying that people had stacked up a whole bunch of stuff on the property. It just looked like a big junk pile. Up until that point, I wanted to sell it because I didn't want to go over there. My grandmother died. It just reminded me of her. And if she wasn't there, I didn't want to go. I just didn't want to go over there. I didn't want to drive on that street. She wouldn't be there. I don't want to go through her stuff. I don't want to stand on that porch. And I stood on many days before, knocking around. I don't want to go to that back door and would not even hear, woo, Gina baby. Because it wouldn't be there. And so I tried to ignore it. And so what I tried to do is I tried to sell it off so I wouldn't have to deal with it. Are you listening to me? And then this week when they said that it was a whole bunch of junk that stacked up all around that property, I was enraged because it was my heritage. It belonged to me. It was my mother to me. It went from my grandmother into my father's hands. Are you listening to me? And it left to me and my sister. And I said to myself, I said, the devil is a liar. That if I just give it away and don't even look at it or go through it, then what I've done is I've countered what they have labored for as nothing. As nothing. And they were not kings and queens in this land. And riches that they had were not gold and silver, but it was the labor of their sweat. My grandmother was a housekeeper, and my grandfather was a preacher, and my God, so you know their checks were not big, but my God, they loved us from a very royal place. And when they died, they gave us that. My grandmother, when she passed away, my mother's mother, she passed away before she died. We would be in the house and we'd be running and jumping on stuff and jumping on beds. And hallelujah, she used to hand make quilts. Are you listening to me? I'm about getting ready to go. And she would hand make quilts and we would go and we'd sit on top of the beds and stuff. She'd say, get down off those beds. You're going to mess it up. And I'm not going to have anything to leave to you. Take your feet down off of my couch because I'm trying to leave y'all something. Don't mess the house up because I want to leave you something. My great-grandfather, my grandfather, my mother's father, they had a homestead. And that homestead was like, I guess it was plantation house that our family inherited. And so we had generations that were raised there. It's called Dabney Hill. It was a whole community with one big white house that sat in the middle of it. And guess what? We wanted to ignore it, but my mother, there was a story down in the depths of her that belongs to me. It's my father's. And not only is it just my father's, but it's my father's, and it is mine, and therefore it's my children and my children's children's place. And so she fought for it. The blessing of the father is important. There are things that no one can give your seed like the father can give him. It may even be just a word. It may never, ever be monetary gain. It may be one conversation that is between between life and death. Are you listening to me? I remember one time I was having this debate with my husband concerning our oldest son. And so they were kind of at odds with each other at that time. And so I told him, I said, if you don't line this thing up, somebody else is going to follow your feet. There's always a counterfeit that's willing to step in the place and take the place that only that one that is assigned to be able to give that blessing away. But because the son doesn't know the importance of the blessing or the blesser, and the blesser doesn't know the importance of their role, we have men that have exited away from their sons and have not released the blessing. And so you have daughters that are competing for what rightfully belongs to the son. And if he's a good son, he'll manage it for the rest of the team so that all of the siblings will be blessed. So if the father is a disappointment and the son is a disappointment, where is the blessing? Can I say that again? If the father is a disappointment and the son is a disappointment, then where does the blessing lie? It is time to fight for the blessing in the house, in your family, for generations. He might be gone and don't have anything to do with you guys. And that's okay. He still carries the blessing. Go beyond him. Go beyond him in the spirit. You don't have to do it in the natural. Go beyond him in the spirit and call the blessings of your seed forefathers. Research it. You don't know who they are. Just because he's clowning don't mean the rest of them crazy. Step over that and go to the one where the blessing is and bring forth the blessing of the blesser. Let me tell you something. My grandfather walked away. My biological grandfather abandoned his post, but J.T. Davis, my grandfather, the man who stepped in with my grandmother and mothered her son, fathered her son, he brought a blessing that has permitted me to stand here and preach the gospel. He was a preacher of the gospel. His father was a preacher of the gospel. His father was a preacher of the gospel. And now his father has a great, great, great granddaughter who stands before people and carrying the gospel. Why? Because there was a blessing that the father will leave that will go down from generation to generation. Let me tell you something. It's like a vein in a body. If a baby suffers brain damage young enough, the brain has a way of rerouting itself so that it can become normal. Let me tell you something. If you got something that normal in your birth line, God has a way he'll reroute that thing and connect it to something that is able to bring a greater blessing than you have ever had. See, you're sad and disappointed because he's not what you wanted him to be, but he's all of what he needed to be in order for your seed to be blessed. Can I get a shout of hallelujah in the house? And then the blessing from the only one that really, really, really did matter is a blessing from Jehovah.
Amen.
Our Father. Today there is a blessing for the man in the house. And even for his daughters, there is a blessing. But because the women are placed first so often, thank you. You can move this on. The girls were always willing to jump to the front of the line and get the blessing. But there is a blessing, amen, for the son. There's a blessing. He may not be your father by birthright, but he is your father in every sense of the word. He's the one that God selected. The one he chose to carry the blessing, to bring the blessing over your life. And sometimes we reject them because, you know what? You know, he's not my real father. He's not my, and I hate that term, my biological father. There's not anybody here that's really like biologically related to each other. I mean, we are kind of. Sort of, but really, if you look at the thing real close, we're all brothers and sisters. creepy. Yeah. Yeah, don't look, we're really all related. Yeah, I know. Make you want to leave church right about now. Look around the room going, oh my goodness, Dan is my brother. Oh, my dad's side. Dan is my brother. Ooh, ooh. We're like related. That's so crazy. Isn't that creepy, Mary? Mary's like, no, it's not. But is it creepy that he's your brother? I know somebody who knows, like, what in the world is she talking about? If Adam and Eve are our parental parents from the beginning, yeah, makes you not want to sit so close to him, huh? Just say he is. Yeah, from the beginning, I choose to believe that the word is true. So clearly, I guess it's all right. This far, man, I don't mind it. I just go away because I'm starting to weird out just thinking about it. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. I ask a grown day. A daddy's daddy. Like, not the new baby daddy. I'm talking about the ones that's been laboring for a while. I'm going to ask you to come to the altar right now. Hallelujah. Yeah, you ought to have been a daddy for longer than about 5 years.